Hello and welcome. Thank you for listening. My name is Sarah Baumert. I am a yoga teacher, Feldenkrais practitioner, and host of the Sarah B. Yoga podcast. The Sarah B. Yoga podcast and my practice, Body Matter, is an interdisciplinary learning space where we explore the many ways that movement can help facilitate body acceptance and awareness, reduce pain and stress, regulate the nervous system, and build strength and ease. My teaching plays with the synthesis of Feldenkrais awareness through movement lessons, traditional yoga asana, creative imagery, breathing exercises, self-massage, and a compassionate mindset to help you feel a greater sense of ease and comfort in yourself. Sarah B. Yoga and Body Matter have a lot of other program offerings. These podcasts are just a taste of my teaching. Each week, I teach a range of online classes, including a gentle yoga class, a level 2 class for more advanced students, and Feldenkrais classes with monthly themes, anatomy lessons, and Q&A sessions for more in-depth study. I have 2 new courses starting at the end of February. One is my continued Monday night blending of yoga and Feldenkrais class. This series will have a focus on the pelvic floor, the psoas, and the abdominal complex. Each class will use pelvic floor mapping as an entry point for a well-rounded practice. The second course is The Secret Language of the Arms, where we will explore Feldenkrais lessons that offer the hidden potential within the upper body. You might imagine this scenario. You go to just grab your phone and check on something, and before you know it, that kind of gripping action of your hands, of holding the phone, starts to create a tension that travels up your arms, to your neck, to your jaw, to your chest. You might even realize that you've been holding your breath and you're somewhat lost in this digital world as your body braces. And for what, really? We've all been there, uncomfortable with the tension that comes from our technology, where the strain travels from our fingertips up through our arms, into our shoulders, our chest, even to our foreheads. And none of us are immune to these kinds of modern day scenarios. So in this series, The Secret Language of the Arms, each lesson will include 2 components. We'll move from microcosm to macrocosm and connect the dots along the way. So you can think microcosm, an exploration of the articulation and functional coordination of the smaller joints, like the fingers, the wrists, the elbows. And then we'll expand outwards, discovering how your arms integrate with the whole self, feeling the way your spine, your ribs, even your legs and your feet, how they contribute to the harmony of the movement of your arms. No Feldenkrais lesson is complete without an integration of the whole self. While there will be this focus on the upper extremities, these will be whole body lessons. You can find a link for these 2 new spring courses that start at the very end of February, beginning of March. Find all of that in the show notes, or just visit body-matter.com. I hope to see some of you there. Okay, on to today's episode. Hello, and welcome to episode 55 of the Sarah B. Yoga podcast. I'm Sarah Baumert, your host and teacher. I teach a slow-flowing alignment-based practice. But today we're going to do an hour-long restorative practice. So take the time to gather all of your props. We will use a bolster, blankets, blocks, and a strap. If you don't have all of these props, just do your best. You can use pillows and blankets as well, so grab whatever you have. Within the post on the website, you can see directions for making your own bolster out of 3 yoga blankets. So do just take this time to grab your props, turn off your alarms, turn off your devices, and make sure that there's nothing that's going to disrupt your practice. Even if you need to hit pause right now to be sure that your space is fully free of all distractions so that you can begin to focus in on creating a change in your mental and physical body. You'll find a few photos and tips for today's class under the show notes. These and all other podcast episodes can always be found at sarahbyoga.com
just click the podcast page or the classes page. And lastly, before we get started, if you're enjoying these podcasts, please consider donating to the cause. Thanks for listening and have a great class. So, grabbing all of those props, we're going to start out in Supta Baddha Konasana. So first taking your strap and making a really big loop in your strap so that the strap is able to get small or larger, and when you do that it stays a very tight loop. So you will start with just quite a large loop in the strap, and then taking the bolster or numerous folded up blankets, and you'll place that the long way of the mat and sit right in front of that bolster so that the pelvis is on the floor and the bolster is right up behind you, even touching the lower back. From there, you'll take that strap with the big loop and just put it around the head and then around the waist as if it's a really large belt. Belt that's too big for you. Bring the soles of the feet together. The strap is going to be behind the back on the lower portion of the back, upper portion of the pelvis, so pretty far down. And then the strap goes on the inner part of the thighs and underneath the feet. So you just have this kind of hammock for the feet. And you want to make sure that the strap is not pushing too much into the lower back. It's a little bit farther down. And then really start to tighten the strap. So pull on that end of the strap so that the loop is tight enough that you feel supported. Now, within this pose, we could take blocks. If you have two blocks, you can slide them underneath the thighs. Or if you have two blankets, you can roll up the blanket from the short end to make like a little burrito with your blanket, slide those two blankets, one under each leg. From there, you're going to just lie down onto the bolster and just start to settle in. So within restorative poses, it's really worth it to readjust, to really make sure that you're comfortable. Getting comfortable right away. So taking that first minute or so to move things around, to readjust yourself, and get into a place that's going to feel very, very comforting. Good. And once you've settled in, you can let the arms just relax alongside the body, or they could be out into a really easy cactus shape, feeling that opening across the chest. If the lower back feels a bit tender, you may move your hips a little bit away from the bolster so that there's a bit more space between your bolster and your pelvis, and see how that feels. And as you start to settle in, let the eyes close. Feeling the eyes begin to sink down towards the back of the head. Softening any tension you feel across the forehead, in the temple area. Letting your lips soften and the tongue can begin to widen. And as you've settled into this pose just a little bit, we don't want this pose to be a huge stretch, more of just a place to really relax into. So if you need to prop up the outer legs a little bit more, making sure that you do that so you don't feel like you're overstretching, but you're just settling, you're just releasing. Taking nice slow breaths in, slow breaths out, sensing a small pause at the end of the exhale. Feeling the whole weight of the body releasing down at the end of the exhale. Just seeing if you can take a moment to pause when all the air is out. Entering into this practice with the mindset of finding comfort and ease. So how often do we choose comfort and ease in our world? Letting the mind begin to really soften as you just continue to settle in with this first pose. Body and the mind may have been coming from some other place, just seeing if you can really start to be present with your breathing, letting that be a focus for the mind. And keeping that as a very soft focus, soft intention. So as the mind does begin to shift, wander, think about various things, try to continue to have a very friendly attitude towards yourself. So that without judgment, you just notice that you're thinking very lightly, like a light touch. You bring your attention back to the shape that you're in, the sensations of the body, the movement of the breath. Feeling how the abdomen can begin to relax here. As you expand, letting the abdomen soften, the diaphragm ceiling moves down towards the pelvis. And it allows for the belly organs to shift and expand, pressing outward and side to side. Starting to let go of any tension or holding that you feel around the belly, in the lower back. Letting your breath be a helper in that process. So we'll be here for about another minute. Most of these poses we can stay in for 5, 10, sometimes even 15 minutes, depending on the restorative posture. Noticing if there's any area in the body that is still just gripping a bit, lifting away from the floor. feeling those parts of the body that have support underneath them, that are touching the props, that are held by the strap. And feeling the body make its imprint into those props. Noticing the parts that have a very easy time doing that, have a very easy time sinking. Good, and then slowly you're going to start to slide your feet out of the strap. You can stay laying on the bolster. Just lengthen the legs long. And then taking the arms, grabbing opposite elbows. So right elbow grabs left elbow. Right hand grabs the left elbow. Left hand grabs the right elbow. And you'll take this and shift it overhead. A little bit more active stretch. Maybe the forearms find the bolster overhead. Maybe they're just sort of dangling. Just taking a few breaths here, letting the hips release from that Baddha Konasana position. Keeping the neck and the jaw soft as you feel the reach of the arms. Feeling that downhill shape from the chest down. Little stretch of the belly. And then the pelvis really sinks into the earth. The legs can drop into the earth. Good. Slowly release that clasp of the arms. And just one more position of the arms here. You're going to give yourself a big hug. So having one arm, let's have the left arm in front or closer to the chin, the right arm on bottom, and you're just walking the hands back behind you, maybe finding the shoulder blades, spreading that upper back as you rest on the bolster. Letting the arms release into the chest so that as you breathe in and out, you feel like the arms are riding a wave, going for a ride on the chest, as the chest slowly moves up and down. And just gently switching which arm is in front so that the right arm is closest to the chin, the left arm is underneath that, and the hands can swing around to find shoulder blade area, letting the chest be soft so that it folds, and then just allowing the arms to take that ride. Slowly release that and roll to your side, kind of slowly rolling off the bolster. Use your hands to press yourself up to a seat. Taking time with these transitions. And then finding your two blocks, your strap and your bolster for this next pose. We'll do a supported bridge pose with the legs long. So you'll have that bolster still long along the mat. And you'll be sitting out in front of it. And then place your blocks, two blocks, the smallest height, one on top of the other, placing those up towards the front of the mat. So if your legs were you're seated and your legs are long, they're sort of be out where your feet are. So we're going to lift the hips up onto the bolster. Your pelvis is going to be placed right about the middle of the bolster. And then the legs will be long, straight out in front of you with the feet on the block. So you've created this little pedestal for the feet. We're going to take that loop in the strap, same loop, just make it a lot smaller and put it around the ankles or around the shin area. And that's just going to hold the legs together so you don't have to do much work with the legs. So we have the heels, the backs of the heels, the feet on this little pedestal of blocks. The strap is looped around the calves. The pelvis is sitting onto that bolster, and then you're going to lie down. And the bolster should place itself right at the upper back, the edge of the bolster, so that your shoulders come all the way down towards the floor. Now, if you have a really high bolster, your shoulders might not quite reach the floor, which is okay. We just want to make sure that the bolster is far enough down the back so that you get that sense of a bridge pose where you have a nice chest opening. The shoulders aren't quite touching the floor, that's okay, but they're just hovering from the floor if that's the case. And then the arms can be out in a nice easy cactus shape or in an easy diamond shape overhead with the palms facing up. Now, the higher that the feet are, the easier this is going to be for the lower back, so the less of a back bend it will be for the lower back. The lower that the feet are, so you could take one block away, the more of a back bend it's going to be. So just like all of the other poses, taking this first minute or so to really settle in, find a pose that you feel really good and comfortable in. Resting in this subtle inversion. Softening the jaw. Feeling the gentle stretch of the belly from the pubic bone all the way up to the sternum, allowing that tissue and the abdomen to gently stretch and be relaxed like a very still pond. You can imagine that the feet are like little mountain tops, the highest point, the peak of this structure. Snow-capped mountain tops right up at the toes. And that snow is just slowly melting, moving down the feet to the ankles, softening the ankles. And it slowly melts, fluid flowing down towards the calves and into the knees, relaxing the knees, spending a little bit of time just feeling the knees here. And then imagining that melting snow continuing to flow down into the thighs. All the way to the belly. That quiet, still pond. Nice stretch that you're feeling through the belly.
letting the weight of the upper back relax right into the edge of the bolster. You feel the front of the throat very soft, a very kind of spontaneous Jalandharabandha, softening of the throat towards the back body. Frontal part of the brain releases towards the back brain, feeling the whole brain sinking, the very lowest part of this landscape, the deepest pond. Soft, slow breaths in. Soft, slow breaths out. Slowly we'll begin to release ourselves from this. We've just done two back bends, so I'd be pretty mindful of that. We'll be shifting away from our back bends now. So to start with, you can just begin to slide the feet or the legs out of the strap. The feet can come to the floor. And then lifting the pelvis up gently so that you could slide your bolster down towards your feet so that the pelvis and the whole back can come to the flat floor onto your mat. Keeping that bolster there though, just cross the legs like an easy cross-legged position so that the feet, the ankle area is crossed up on the bolster. Taking just a few breaths there, just feeling that shift in the mid and lower back. Good. And then slowly switch the crossing of the legs, which ankles crossed on top. Letting the knees be soft and open. Taking some breaths here, just expanding the lower back towards the floor as you breathe in. Releasing the weight of the body down as you breathe out. Good. We're going to stay just on the floor. No props here for a few poses. So you can take that bolster and just and roll it to the side. Draw both knees into the chest, giving them a good squeeze in, feeling how that spreads the lower back into the earth. Let your head roll a little bit side to side. And then you can rock your knees a bit side to side as well.
Very small, very easy movement here. Choosing comfort and ease over any kind of aggressive movement. Great. And then taking that left foot, just place the left foot all the way down onto the floor. Draw that right knee a bit more into the chest. And start to take the right knee off to the right, towards the right armpit. And you could stay here. And then lengthen that left leg long onto the floor. Or if you want, the right leg can come into happy baby pose. So option just to keep that right knee hugged in towards the right elbow, or to take the right foot with the right hand and shift the right leg into a happy baby position, a little bit more active. So you'll be doing a bit of work with the right arm and a bigger stretch in the hamstring. So kind of choosing what you need today. Let your left leg just be long. It can be soft and relaxed. A nice way to respond to those back bends by spreading the back wide now. Good. Releasing from that happy baby pose if you're there, keeping your right knee bent. We're going to take the right knee with the left hand, and the right arm will reach straight out to the side on the floor, moving out from your shoulder. Let the right palm be faced up, feel the right shoulder heavy, and then begin to cross the right knee over the midline, moving into a very gentle twist. Just feeling what your body is allowing today without any aggression, moving into that twist very gently. And maybe it's half the amount that you would go in another class. Keeping that right shoulder grounded. And then just let the head roll to the left. Very gently, jaws relax, heads rolling to the left as the right shoulder stays on the floor. Great. Bring yourself onto your back again, planting that right foot on the floor. Draw your left knee in, give it a good squeeze into the chest. Allow the right leg to lengthen all the way down, letting that right thigh relax so that the right leg is long on the floor. And the left knee begins to hug that left knee in towards your armpit so that the leg opens a little bit wider away from the midline. And the option here, if you did on the first side, is to take happy baby pose with the left leg so that the left hand holds the left foot, the sole of the foot faces up, and that left knee stays bent. You'll feel that stretch more in the hamstring. In either position, just letting the front body soften and fold a little bit, and the back body spread itself into the floor. We really use the earth and we use gravity so much in these restorative poses. So often when we're standing vertical, we're, without thinking much about it, we're pushing ourselves up away from gravity. We're sort of floating. And here we just want to give into it, dropping it all down and starting to make notice of when we're not giving into it. Good. You can release that leg if it's in happy baby pose. Grab the left knee with your right hand
Reach your left arm out to the side on the floor with the left palm up and the shoulder grounded. And slowly begin to cross the left knee over the midline, moving into a gentle twist. That left knee does not need to reach the floor. It's moving very slowly towards what still feels good for you today, what still feels full of comfort and ease. And you can roll the head to the right very slowly. And gently coming all the way back to center, releasing the hand from the knee. And let yourself roll to the side, pressing with your hands. Let your head be the last thing that comes up, so you push yourself up to sit. We're going to take child's pose with the bolster now. So if you know that you need a little bit of support for your knees or in between the knees can be helpful sometimes, so that you place a blanket between the calves and the thighs that can just help support the knees. The knees are going to be out a little bit wide, about mat's distance or so, and then the bolster is going to come and you're going to snug it right up into the body, right between the legs. And you can lie down then onto that bolster, belly down, like you would in child's pose, and just see how that feels. One other way to support is to put just a folded blanket on the part of the bolster that's closest to you, so that the belly and the ribs and the chest will be on the blanket, and then the head would be on the bolster. So it's just a slight bit of a lift. Little bit more of a lift. So you can kind of play around with that, again, taking your time to really get comfortable. As you take the belly down, really recharging the batteries during these restorative postures. When you're down there in your child's pose, you can turn your head to one side, keeping the neck relaxed and the jaw soft. Feeling the abdomen really soften here as you breathe down towards the bolster. Letting the arms be relaxed, they can be bent with the palms down, shoulders really start to soften. Seeing if you can feel the full weight of the elbows and the hands dropping. Receiving this shape. Feeling the warmth of the breath, the warmth of the front body lying on the bolster. Being sure that you care for the hips and the knees as you need to, so that they don't get in your way, they don't pull too much of your attention.
as we move more towards the forward folding part of the class, it's a very calming, soothing, very soothing for the nervous system. Good. And just gently let your head lift and turn to the second side. Bringing awareness to your entire spine from the tail all the way up into the lower back. The rib cage, part of the spine, and the neck. So almost imagining that the body is like a piece of fabric kind of draped over this bolster. Taking a few more deep breaths in and out here. Relaxing the eyes and the face. And then slowly start to press yourself up. We're going to keep the bolster where it's at and take a twist with this bolster. So you'll have to move the knee so you kind of crawl around. So you stay looking at the bolster. Your knees are going to be over to the left and the legs can be kind of like a pinwheel. So your right knee is pointing towards the long side edge of the mat. And your left knee is pointing more towards the back of your mat. And then look towards the bolster, placing both hands on either side of the bolster so that the belly and the torso have to twist to the right in order for you to really see that bolster. And if this is already a bit too much of a twist for you, you can just stack the knees so that left knee is right on top of the right knee. Both knees would then be pointing towards the long edge of the mat. From here, as the belly twists to turn towards the bolster, you kind of think of lifting the belly up and over the bolster so that the belly lands on the bolster. And we're going to start with the head turned to the left. You can release the arms out to the side again. Kind of a wider arm shape with the elbows relaxed. Just drawing attention to the spine from the tail all the way up to the head. Sensing that length in the spine. And then slowly just lifting the head up and turning the head to the right. Feeling how that asks the whole spine to do a bit more of a twist. And just noticing, once you're there for a few breaths, is the neck okay with this? If it's too much for the neck today, just let your head turn back to the left. Continuing to have the whole spine from the tail all the way up through the neck, having that in your attention. Imagining the spine like a long string of pearls, and as if somebody kind of twists that string so that each of the joints, each of the pearls on the string turns just a little bit. Could you scan up and down the spine and sense that there's that gentle twist happening through the whole back, through the whole spine. Slowly begin to press yourself up, and you can kind of roll the legs to the other side so that your left knee is now pointing towards the long edge of the mat. The right knee, if you're in the pinwheel position, the right knee is pointing more towards the back of the mat. And placing both hands to frame that bolster in the belly. The ribs and the chest start to turn to the left, looking down at the bolster. Before you lie down, just making sure this is starting to feel okay for that side. If you want to stack the legs, if that's what you did on the first side, then do that, doing whatever feels most ease for you. And you can then start to lay down with the belly down onto the bolster. The head begins turned to the right. The arms kind of move out wide with a soft bend of the elbows, the palms face down. Noticing if on this second side you can start to settle in right away, bringing to mind that image of the spine like a string of pearls. Imagining each of the pearls like the spine, each of the vertebrae are one pearl that just gently are able to turn a little bit. And you can try turning the head over to the left and noticing how it is quite a big twist in comparison to what the rest of the spine is doing. So there's a lot of mobility that we have in our neck to turn. But just being very mindful of how that feels. Maybe taking a few breaths there, and if it's too much, turn your head back to the right. Continuing to have that attitude of unconditional friendliness. Without judgment. Slowly begin to press yourself up from this position. We're going to take the bolster to the wall for the legs up the wall position. If you don't have a wall nearby you, You could simply start to move right into Shavasana. That will be after the legs up the wall. So the bolster will be right along the wall so that the long edge of the bolster is parallel with the wall and just a few inches, 1 to 2 inches away from the wall. You're welcome to bring your mat with you if you need that padding for underneath the whole body, or grab your blankets. And the strap can be quite useful here as well. So as you sit towards the edge of the bolster, you're going to roll so that the back of the pelvis is on the bolster and the legs swing up the wall. So the legs are vertical and the sitting bones are ideally just draping right off of that bolster so that the bolster is on the top of the pelvis and in that lower back curve. You'll use your strap for around the legs. You can place a strap around the calves similar to what we did before. And then any extra blankets you have lying around, you could place one blanket over the belly just for weight, or you could place a blanket underneath the head. Allowing the arms to be relaxed onto the floor, either just right out at your sides or in another soft cactus position. Close the eyes. Let your attention drop down towards the belly. If that's difficult for you, you could place the palms down on the belly, just letting the palms ride the wave of the breath. Feeling the belly very deep, like a deep pond. Imagining a stone dropping into the pond, slowly falling. Letting your attention be like that stone. That stone slowly drops into the water. And it sinks, sensing the depth of the pond that you're imagining at the belly. And you can feel a similar pond up at the head, feeling the eyes sinking down towards the floor, the brain dropping into this deep, dark pond. Imagining a stone right at the third eye, right between the eyebrows, that drops and sinks into that deep pond.
starting to take a few deeper breaths. Let your toes wiggle. Keeping the ankles very soft, just moving the toes through space. And slowly let the heels slide down the wall so the knees draw towards you. And slip that strap off of the legs. And just draw your knees in, widen the knees. So the feet might be touching the wall, but you take the knees nice and wide, just relaxing here, letting the back of the pelvis and the lower back spread on the bolster. And then you'll slowly roll to the side, mindful during the transition. And we'll set ourselves up for Shavasana. Using that bolster underneath the thighs, underneath the knee and the thigh area, lying down with the arms relaxed right alongside the body, using your blankets for warmth or for weight on top of you. Using an eye pillow if you have one, or covering the eyes, turning off any lights. Just beginning to settle into this warm, comforting place. Feeling how the breath has changed since we first started. Just letting the breath be. Slowly, with a very light attention, watching your breath. Allowing your tongue to widen. Very gently waggle or wiggle the jaw if you still feel tension there. Feeling your thigh bones sinking. The belly wide and soft. Sensing the entire back of the body. Feeling the front of the body sinking towards the back of the body. Just continuing to rest down in Shavasana. Listening to these words and saying them to yourself in your mind. May you be free of inner and outer harm. May you be free of inner and outer harm. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be healthy and strong. May you care for yourself joyfully. May you care for yourself joyfully.
You're welcome to just stay here in Shavasana, resting for longer, resting as much as you need. And if you're ready, just beginning to take a few deeper breaths. Feeling the whole body from the soles of the feet all the way up to the top of the head. Continue resting, just starting to take some deeper breaths. Noticing your energy level, sensations that you feel in the body now after this quiet, restful practice. A practice to recharge our physical body, a practice to recharge our mental and emotional body. Bringing attention down to the heart space, feeling the chest open, and taking a moment of gratitude for giving yourself this time, for allowing yourself to receive, to play with that idea of comfort and ease, which is not always the path that we choose. As you're ready, beginning to find some movements in the fingers and the toes, and just slowly creating this waking up movement in the body, rolling to your side when you're ready. If you're not ready, just staying here. Staying here as long as you have time. And pushing yourself up to a comfortable seat. Take the palms together. May you be free of inner and outer harm. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. And may you care for yourself joyfully. Take a breath in. Exhale. Namaste.
Are you enjoying this podcast? I've chosen to offer these audio recordings freely for over 15 years. I do this because research shows yoga, yoga nidra, and Feldenkrais to be valuable practices, those which I would like to share widely. Dana, the Buddhist practice of generosity, has always been a pillar of my business. And more generally, dana is the inclination to give without expecting any form of repayment. It does, however, take a fair amount of time, effort, and cost to maintain and keep the podcasts available. If you feel you've benefited from what you've learned from these classes, then please do consider making a contribution towards the maintenance and upkeep of the classes. It will help ensure that I can continue to offer the podcast classes freely and keep generating new material. Give what you can. Give what feels good. If it's too little, it won't feel good. If it's too much, it won't feel good. Links to support the show monetarily can be found in the show notes. And other ways to give include sharing the podcast with others, leaving a 5-star rating and review, or just sending me an email with how the classes have affected you. Thanks so much.